All right, good morning, everybody. We're continuing our vision series, our 2022 vision series today. A couple more weeks still to go. I did want to highlight that next week, Pastor Sam will be visiting. He'll be our speaker next week. So come on out to support Pastor Sam. For those that don't know, he was one of our founding pastors, and last year he left to join a ministry where they minister to pastors. And so he was somebody that we launched as a church, and it's actually almost a year to the day that he had his last service with us. So he'll be coming back next week, the Lord willing, and so come out and support him that way. But like I said, today we're continuing our vision series. Pastor Barry last week kind of laid out what our 2022 focus is going to be on. So today we're going to talk about one of the aspects of our ministry model. So for those that don't know, last year we kind of launched a ministry model which goes from engage, where we engage with others and bring them into our church to get to know the Lord. We connect with them. We connect them with people in our church with different resources, connect them with the Lord. And then it's grow, where we use small groups, tea huddles, different ministry opportunities, spiritual disciplines to grow our faith. And then flourish is the last one, where we recognize and identify how God has made us, and we step into opportunities to flourish how he designed us. So today we're going to focus on flourish. So you're going to be hearing about that today. How many of you know that our church has a business? Raise your hand if you know our church has a business. Yeah, a lot of you do, right? I'm sure there's some of you that don't. So we actually have a graphic design and screen printing business called Ahava. So that's going to be a big part of our message today. You're going to hear about that. Damon's going to be coming up here and sharing some awesome things that the Lord is doing in and through Ahava and some people there. And I think you're going to be really blessed. And I think one thing that's really cool is what their theme, like they're going to be talking about, all three speakers, is it ties in with one of Pastor Barry's, or one of our church's emphasis for 2022. So who here remembers the three things that Pastor Barry mentioned last week that we're going to focus on as a church? Besides staff. The acronym was PTO. Anybody can shout them out? Prepare, train, and outreach. Good job. You guys are good. So today we're gonna hear about how Ahava and the people there are using the gifts that God has given them, the opportunities, and how those all have a connection with outreach. And so that's going to be something that we're going to be emphasizing this year. And it's just kind of cool that the Lord has already been using them as kind of like a forerunner. So I just hope you get inspired by that. And one thing personally I wanted to kind of point out to you guys is, even if you didn't know our church had a business, or you didn't know all the things that they're going to be sharing, you, as part of Catalyst, you guys have a part in that. So whether you know it or whether you've actually participated, but just you being part of Catalyst, that supports this business and the things that they're doing. So I think you're going to be really just in awe of what they're going to share. But before they come up, let's watch this little promo video of Ahava.
Good morning, Catalyst family. So in a few short weeks, Ahava will be celebrating its 10th anniversary. It's gone pretty quick. I didn't realize that until recently, that we're coming up on 10 years. So to start off, I wanted to give a shout out and say thank you to the many members of our church who have worked with Ahava. So I wanted to say a few names. Doug Briney, Corey Morinishi, Nick Wogan, Julia Yee, Esther So, Kelsey Gonzalez, Tyler Gonzalez, Dylan Harada, Megan DeGucci, Brett Harada, and Sakura Reese have all worked for Ahava. So just wanted to say thank you. We wouldn't be where we are today without you and your efforts to make Ahava great. So for those of you that are new and haven't been around for the 10 years, I wanted to give a little bit of a brief history of Ahava and share with you a little bit about what God's been doing with us. So originally we started with this purpose and goal of generating income to support missions. We felt like God was doing a lot with our church around the world, and we wanted to be able to support missions without continually asking people for more money. We didn't want to say, hey, we're doing this. Can you guys give more? Can you give more? Can you give more? We wanted to be able to find a way that we could generate more income instead of just always asking for more money. So we felt like God was connecting us with some very influential people, people like Zoe, people like Pastor Daniel, Pastor Chana. We wanted to be able to support them and encourage them in what they were doing. So we thought, what a great way to do that would be have some businesses. So we had a fundraiser dinner, and we started two businesses as a church. We started Flurry Shave Snow Bar, and we started Ahava Design. So the first few years, they were really exciting because we were starting something new, and we had a good goal. But they were also difficult because it felt like as much of excitement and a good goal that we had, we weren't really generating that much more income. There wasn't a lot going on in terms of reaching our goal. What I felt like God was doing during that time was he was creating a shift in our mindset, especially in mine. And so I wanted to give a big shout out to John Hino because I feel like he was very influential in helping us to understand what does flourishing look like for Ahava. Because originally in my mind, flourishing for Ahava would be we make a lot of money and we're able to support a lot of missions and missionaries and people around the world and see God's kingdom expanding through the money that we're able to generate. But I didn't, through this time, because that wasn't happening, I had to wrestle with what does flourishing look like for Ahava. And I believe that this story of John Hino and his influence in that was huge. And we wouldn't be where we are today without John. So John, I just want to say thank you for your influence and your partnership in working with us. So I want to tell you guys about the story. So John, if you don't know him, he likes to create curriculums for training. He loves training people and training up our youth especially. And so when he heard that we had a design business, he talked to us and he said, I want you guys to help me create a training manual for this curriculum called The Lion Within. So Nick, he was a much better designer than I am, so we gave him the project, and he spent some time coming up with some ideas, and he finally came up with one that he really liked, and he presented it to John, and John, I remember he came up to me and he said, Damon, wow. Like, when I saw it, I said, wow, this would have taken me a year to do, and it still wouldn't have looked as good as it does right now. I remember that very vividly, that conversation that we had. And after we had that conversation, what I felt like God was telling me was, this is a picture of what flourishing looks like for Ahava. You help John to love who I made him to be by taking some of the things that I didn't make him to be, the design and the graphic side, you did that for him so he could focus on the things that only he can do. That's part of what Ahava is you help John to love his design, both the creative design, but then also to love the design that God made him to be. And so it's interesting because a few years later, when Brett came on board, we were starting to think of some t-shirt designs, and one of them is the one I'm actually wearing right now. And Brett came up with our tagline, love your design. And I felt like that just fits us and who we are. So we want to help people to love their design both graphically, but then also to love who God made them to be. And so this was a picture for me of what flourishing looks like for us as Ahavas. We want to help people to love who God made them to be. And I feel like that's a picture of what flourishing is for our church too, is God has called our church to help people to be all they're created and called to be in Christ. And so for us, as we move into this new season, it's been a new season for us at Catalyst. That's what it's going to look like for us to flourish, is to help people to be all that they're created and called to be and really step out in that and outreach to other people. So today we have a couple of exciting announcements. We are going to be launching a few different things, and we wanted to invite you into what's going on at Ahava today. So first person I wanted to bring up Brett Hirata, and he's going to be doing a product launch for us. So Brett's journey with Ahava is really interesting. Brett and I have known each other for a really long time. I was his basketball coach when he was a youth. And when we first started Catalyst, we had our youth retreat, or actually we had had our whole church retreat. And Brett was in youth, and I was the youth director at the time. And Bob came up to us during the retreat and said, "One day, I have this picture that God gave me. One day, you, Brett, are going to take over for Damon in something. You're going to take over for Damon in something." And so it's neat because now that Ahava is going, Brett has actually stepped up into more of a leadership role, and he's now taking control of the screen printing division. And so we have an exciting announcement about that. So before we get to our product launch, Brett, I had a couple questions for you. The first is, this past year through pandemic, we had to kind of shift roles and things like that. And one of the questions we asked you, Brett, was, you know, at the time, because of pandemic, a lot of our screen printing stuff was shut down. So we said, "Brett, do you want to continue going with Ahava? Do you want to try to find something else? What do you want to do?" And he thought about it a little bit, and he said, "I want to keep going." And really, actually, he told me, "I want to see Ahava grow." So Brett, can you explain a little bit about why you wanted to see Ahava grow and what you wanted to do with that?
I think just through personal experience, I came to Ahava at a time in my life where I was struggling. Just long story short, I was having a hard time in school. I had to take academic leave. I wasn't working. And at first it was the dream life. I was just at home and not doing anything. And I was able to watch SportsCenter every afternoon, so I knew everything that was going on. And then at some point, my dad was like, "Dude, you need to get into some kind of routine because this is not going to be good for you moving forward." And I soon found out, maybe after like 2 weeks, like, yeah, I need to do something. I am no benefit to society. And so actually at that retreat, I had told Damon, I forget which retreat it was, but I had told him, you know, I'm going to apply for this job at Kohl's, and if you could be praying for me, I have an interview. And it was that same retreat where we met and talked about Ahava. And so Ahava has played a crucial role in helping me get back on my feet. Just the heart behind it that Damon just shared that's so aligned with our church, it as much as it is business, it's an investment in the people's lives that are working there, that they fully want to affirm you and encourage you. We've had times where we just stop working and ask for prayer, and we know that the work's going to get done, but if we can help really fill each other, the work is that much better. If we're all in a good place, if we have a comfortable environment. And so just experiencing that over the course of me going back to school and up until now, I want that for other people. And I know a lot of people that have felt stuck or like me have been in places of struggling. And I just felt like out of all people, if I'm able to kind of work through that, I know that others can too. And so my heart was to carry on what Nick and Damon and everybody that he named, their hearts for Ahava. And I want to see that grow and reach so many more people.
Cool. Thanks, Brett. Recently, you shared with me that you were having a conversation with Brittany about your roles at church and in Ahava. And can you share a little bit about that conversation with our church family?
Yeah, so it initially started when we had the pandemic. You know, Ahava, because, you know, a lot of our business deals with schools and sports, all of that was shut down. And so, you know, we had the conversation about unemployment and things like that. And I was mulling just being newlywed, like, all right, so got married and that's all great, but don't have a job and not the best financial situation. And so I'm trying to learn from all of you married men out here. Got to talk to my wife and figure out what's the best thing for us. And so, you know, I talked to her and asked her just about what we're looking forward, what we're planning for, and just the season that we're in, like, what do you think is the best idea? And I have some opportunities at Ahava, I have opportunities at church, and, you know, or I could look for a job elsewhere. I could be the guy that sits in front of the buildings and scans temperatures. But something that really, I mean, I'm so thankful for Brittany, but something that I really appreciated was She had told me that what she has seen and how she's seen me grow at Ahava and the heart that Ahava carries and just the opportunity that I have to serve at church, she told me that she felt like that's the closest place to where I'm supposed to be. The way that she saw it from her perspective was like, you've struggled and you've had a hard time at figuring out what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to be, how it's supposed to look. And she felt at that moment, even though it was a low in the season of work and it wasn't going to be the most beneficial financially, that the roles that I was in was closest to who I'm created and called to be. And so she said, you have my full support. If this is where your heart is and what you want to do, like, I 100% support that and I want you to be there. And I think that was the over the top push where it's like, no, yeah, with my heart wanting to continue and to step into the new roles with church and at work, that, you know, I have my team behind me and fully supportive. And so, like, I'm ready to do and go with whatever it looks like.
So, Brett, so speaking of being who you were created and called to be, we have an exciting collaboration that we wanted to announce today between Catalyst and Ahava that you wanted to share. So can you share a little bit about our collaboration that you're going to come up with?
Yeah, so actually, Damon, can you hold my mic real quick?
Yeah. So if you can't see, Brett's shirt says, Created and Called.
And on the back it says Created and Called. I have to give my props to Sakura. She actually, one time we were talking in the office, and this phrase, she had mentioned it, and it had stuck with me. You know, our mission of our church and kind of what we're about, and when she shared it with me, I was like, that has to be a thing. Like, Created and Called, just what it stands for, and knowing our church and its mission statement, and how much we love our church and just all that it entails. I feel like there's so much depth into that and our mission that I feel like it had to be something. And so I had asked her, hey, can I use that for a t-shirt? And she was like, sure, look at the designs and stuff. And I think the big thing about the shirt is, one, I know how much we all love our church, and I feel like I wanted to just capture some of the swagger that our church has. You know, we have some big personalities. We also have some more quiet personalities, but everybody here is so integral to, just making Catalyst what it is. And so, you know, the whole idea of being created and who God has created us to be and called us to be, the design aspect of it, the front, it's kind of like a mirror image almost of the word created, and then upside down is called. And so it's kind of like reflecting on who God has created us to be, is who he's calling us to be. And then kind of how it goes in a circle is like never ending. Who God has created us to be, and he's calling us to be, and he's calling us who he's created us to be. And then I just wanted something that's not so in your face and preachy where you feel kind of like nervous to wear it because, I don't know, someone might get the wrong idea, but something that seems cool that you'll be proud of wearing, and also that can be a form of like outreach. People might say, hey, where'd you get that shirt, or what is that about, or what's that brand, or what does that mean? And it's an easy tool for any of us to say, oh, it's, you know, it actually is from our church's mission statement, or, oh, you know, I feel like God really wants me to discover who I am and who he's created in me and called me to be. And so I think, yeah, that was the big inspiration behind this launch.
Awesome. Thanks, Brett. So with this launch, we are going to start selling t-shirts today after church. So there, we'll have a table in the back if you guys are interested in purchasing. We have a few different colors, and we have youth sizes available. But really what we wanted this to be is we wanted this to be used as a tool. As we move into this new season of Catalyst, where we feel like God is opening the doors for us to do more outreach, we felt like this can be a tool for our people to just spark some spiritual conversations. You know, kind of like Brett was sharing, it's not something that's super in your face, like, you know, believe in Jesus or go to hell or something like that, right? We didn't want it to be super in your face, but we wanted it to be something where people could see it, pique some interest, and start a conversation. So we wanted to give our church family some more tools. And that's what a lot of today is going to be talking about. Different tools to help our church family to be able to reach out. So thanks, Brett. Thanks for sharing. Let's give Brett a hand. Okay, so for the next person that I wanted to invite up is Sakura Reese. She's going to be coming up and sharing about this awesome project that she's been working on. I wanted to give a little bit of background on SAC and how she got involved with the HAVA as well. So she didn't remember this story when I brought it to mind this morning, but when we first started a HAVA 10 years ago, one of the first people that I felt like God put on my heart was SAC, because she's a graphic designer. I knew she was a graphic designer, and I felt like God put her on my heart to say, just talk to her about maybe potentially wanting to work with a HAVA sometime in the future. So we had gone to Chick-fil-A, we had a meeting, we talked about it, but just the timing wasn't right. So little did I know, 5 years later, the timing would be right. And I just wanted Zach to share a little bit about that story. One Sunday, she was talking to Julia Yee, and can you just expand on that story a little bit?
Okay, so a little background. My background is in graphic design. I've always been in advertising. That's kind of what I went to school for, and my whole pursuit was I wanted to, you know, be a really great designer. At the time, I was working for kind of like my dream job, and I was kind of feeling like I was flourishing. But then, in the back of my mind, I was also kind of growing in my new identity and who I was in Christ, and kind of dying to the old self and kind of trying to rediscover who, you know, what my identity was in the new life. And so that's kind of the background, and kind of towards the end of that dream job that I had, my kind of like what I was pursuing, what my purpose and what I was striving for, it all started kind of to change, because there was really no, you know, purpose behind it. And I kind of really wanted to just, you know, design for God. And so one day during one of our potlucks, you know, like I was talking to Julia Yee, and for those who don't know her, she's just, you know, she used to work for AHAWA also. And, you know, I just kind of was telling her, I had this prompting from God, and I don't know what to do with it. Like, God wants me to go and work for the church, and I don't know what that means. You know, I can't just go knock on the door and say, hey, give me a job. But that was the prompting that I had, and the very next day, I get laid off from my job, and totally unexpected. But because I was kind of going through the motions of already kind of riding this wave, like, you know, Pastor Barry talked about this last week, about how are we positioning ourselves to, when the right wave comes, how are we positioning ourselves to catch that ride? And so to me, in that moment when I heard that I was getting laid off, I felt like it was a release. I felt like it was a release from God that was telling me, okay, this is the wave. Are you ready? And so it was a matter of me just saying, yes, do I want to catch this wave? And so I was telling Julia, you know, yeah, this is a prompting, and the very next day I get laid off. And then in the back of my mind, I'm smiling, like, who does that, right? Like, and so I felt like in that moment that, okay, this is the new me. This is a new me in the spirit, accepting it as, you know, like, this is going to be different, you know? I'm still going to be doing the same thing I enjoy doing, which is design. So
I didn't know that happened, that she had got that conversation happened with Julia, that she had gotten laid off. And that same week, Michelle Okimura calls me and says, hey, I need to talk to you. I have something I want to talk to you about. So I say, okay, Michelle, I'm okay on Saturday. Let's talk. So she calls me and she says, hey, I have this project that I'm working on. Michelle is the executive director of Explicit Movement, and our church has done some partnership with them. And so she said, you know, we've had these conferences, they've been really good, people leave them and they're super excited, but then there's no follow-up. So one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to create a journal so that people can have something to take home with them to encourage them on their journey. And she said, I feel like God put you on my heart because you and your company needs to help us to create this journal. And at that time, I was like, I can't do that. And the person that came to mind was Zach. And I didn't know any of this other stuff was happening. So I said, okay, Michelle, I'll talk to someone. I have someone in mind, but I don't know if she's working full-time somewhere else. I don't know if she's going to have the time and the capacity to do any of this stuff. And so I text Sakura and say, hey, I have this project. Can we talk about it? And so can you take it from there?
And so at that point, I'm thinking, okay, is this my opportunity to come and join Ahava? And so I have a meeting with Pastor Sam, I have a meeting with Damon, and I'm, you know, it's going good. Like, this is actually in alignment with what they're looking to do, and I just happened to be there at the right time. And so I think within 2 weeks, Ahava had a job or a project already. It's like, hey, you know, we just got, you know, Michelle just emailed us. She has a project for us, and so I'm like, let's do it. Like, you know, I'm super excited about it. I get to put my my skills to, you know, really serve God and do, you know, what I feel like I'm called to do. And so it was a great project. You know, it's it was the 21-day journal. I don't know if some of you know, but for 21 days, there were different authors who kind of talk about their personal experience. Still available. And so, yeah, and then that kind of turned into another project. And then, you know, some of them were corporate accounts. And it really was me being a freelance designer, you know, and nothing had changed. I was still doing the same old design work, and meeting with people is just different this time because, you know, I had a sense of family. I had a sense of support, huge support. I would come into the Freedom Center and, you know, get my day started. You know, like Damon said, like if we were having a really bad day, and we would, you know, we'd stop, take a second, and pray for each other. And that was just such a blessing to me because how often do you get to do that in your workplace? Is how often do you get to go and pray for someone and, you know, be there for each other? So,
yeah, so it's been neat because we feel like God has really given us this partnership with Explicit Movement. And it's exciting because it's birthed this new project. And so Zach is going to share a little bit about this new project that she's working on. And it's awesome because this project is something that I feel really aligns with the heart of our church. It seems like God has really put a heart on for this in people at our church is getting rid of human trafficking. And so there's a lot of people in our church that have had a heart for this in different ways, and it's neat that we can partner together with Explicit Movement on this to help eradicate human trafficking from the world. So, Zach, can you share a little bit about this new project that you're working on?
Sure. So it's been about 2 years, and that 2 years kind of, I can't believe it's been 2 years. So Michelle, once again, reaches out and says, hey, I had a dream. And a lot of times her project starts off with that, like, I had a dream. Like, and she goes and she jumps on it because she has such a big heart. And one of those things is, you know, just educating people, especially young girls, about sex trafficking. And so here I'm wearing a shirt. It's called Brave and Beautiful. So this is a four-part magazine, kind of a slash journal, that empowers young teenage girls. And it's really the first three parts of the magazine. It's really to kind of build confidence. It's to empower them, and it's to help them know their identity in Christ. And so for that first three part, it's really about who she is. She accepts. She is beautiful. She is brave. And then the last volume talks about kind of the dark truth. You know, it was kind of hard because Michelle and I were in the beginning kind of going back and forth, like, how are we going to introduce this dark side of human trafficking, and how do we get them to listen to some of the things that are happening in our schools? And so we kind of talked about it, and we figured, okay, we really need to build the girls up. We really need to build their confidence and who they are before we can kind of reveal this side, the kind of the dark truth that's kind of happening all around us. And so, you know, as we kind of started to craft it, you know, it started to grow on me, because usually design projects, you know, I kind of do the research, and then, you know, I kind of discover what the trends are, and I do my part in designing things. But this particular magazine, it started to grow on me, and I realized that it was kind of personally hitting me, like, okay, I wish this kind of magazine was available to me as a teenager. Everything was sinking in, everything from identity to this warning to young girls that there's stuff out there that's happening that we're not aware of. And so personally, I felt like, you know, there was a part of me that had a childhood that kind of went, like, that wasn't dealt with. It was ignored, and stuff were happening, and, you know, the way that my parents dealt with it was, you know, like, just ignore it. It's not a big deal. But to me, it was a big deal, and I wanted someone to do something about it. And so personally, that started to hit me, and this kind of became a personal journey for me too. But yeah, it's so from there, you know, like, okay, how's God's hand in all of this? It's crazy, because, you know, Michelle and I, it's just the two of us, we're kind of crafting this magazine together, and, you know, it's like, okay, things are going well. In the beginning stages for me, it wasn't going as smooth as I wanted it to, because, you know, it was during the 2020 pandemic, and had my own issues, and we had our family issues, and we had, you know, a number of struggles, and I think as a creative, you know, if you don't have that creative juice flowing in you, and, you know, you just can't get content out, and so, you know, I really prayed about it. I just was not feeling it. I didn't have an ounce of creativity in me to produce this, and I think that's where God really came in and just started giving me resources. Or, and if you're a designer, you kind of know that there's always a point of reference of where that kind of design comes out of. And I felt like God was my only point of reference in all of this. And what came out of it was just so beautiful. Even I was like, oh, hey, this is good stuff, you know? And then, you know, and then so we figured, okay, the design part is done. How are we going to market this? How are we going to get it out to people, get people to notice the magazine? And Michelle and I were like, we didn't think about it. We figured God would take care of that part. And so we're sitting here thinking, okay, how are we going to launch this? surely God pulls through, as he always does. And before I know it, you know, I'm getting text messages from Michelle. I'm getting emails from her about, like, who she just had a meeting with. She just had a meeting with a director of this, you know, huge organization. Or she just had, you know, a meeting with a state representative of Hawaii who's interested in getting these books out into the schools. And I'm like, wow, you know, like, and it just keeps coming one after another. And the latest thing that the email that I got from her was that she recently had a meeting, a Zoom meeting with one of the judges that who serves in Nevada, the state of Nevada. And she said, for the first time in the history, the government is reaching out to a Christian organization to solve a governmental problem. And that was huge. And one of the reasons why that was moving forward is because of Judge Mari, I think her name was. And so she's, as a Christian, her and Michelle contacted each other. And, you know, one of the big issues in Nevada, of course, is sex trafficking and the fact that, you know, we might be able to tackle this issue at a governmental level was that we might be able to issue this type of resource to parents. And so it's phenomenal. Because yeah. We went from, okay, are we just going to hand this out to churches? Or are we just going to give it to our friends? And to, okay, we're at a state level. We're at a government level. And so God is amazing. I'm still...
Yeah, shocked. And it's neat, too, because another thing that Michelle has said is that she's had people, representatives from 8 different countries, that want this translated into their language. And so... this is not something that's just going to be local. This is something that God is using SAC and Michelle and our partnership with Explicit to help end sex trafficking around the world, too. And so one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to give everyone a little bit of a glimpse of what the book looks like. So we're going to show a little bit of a video right now.
Greetings to you moms. I'm Michelle Okimura, and I want to share about a pressing issue that you need to know about. As moms of daughters, there's nothing we want more than for our girls to be safe. But in a world where sex trafficking is happening around us, we struggle with how to help our daughters from becoming victims. We developed Brave and Beautiful, a special edition teen magazine, and our parent and leader guide. Why Brave and Beautiful? We foremost want to empower every teen girl on how to practically protect herself from being sex trafficked in a world where recruiters are often classmates. These tools are filled with informative articles, powerful stories, and interactive reflection activities. Join us in this prevention movement by first empowering the teen girls you care about.
So, Zach, you did a great job. They look awesome. So, this is the launch for Brave and Beautiful. It's coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon. It's coming, actually... out in spring, where you can go out and purchase the magazine. But a quick side note, there is a parent leader guide that also kind of goes along with it that you can purchase separately. So that parents, you know, you can go through this with your teenage daughters and walk them through this. When you get a chance, if you can find us on social media, the website just launched. It's called braveandbeautiful.world.
All right. Thanks, Zach. So I'm an Apple person. I like Apple products. So this is my opportunity to say, and there's one more thing. Okay, so there's one more thing that we wanted to announce today. And that is that you might have heard a few different teasers and things, but today is the launch of our church podcast. We are launching it today. It's live right now. Our first episode is with Pastor Barry. So if you're new or haven't been coming to Catalyst for a while, this is a great opportunity just to understand more about our church, a little bit of our church history, and the heart behind what Catalyst is all about. And right now it's on Spotify because Dylan Harada told me that there's some people that only listen on Spotify, so we put on Spotify. There's also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So why a podcast? Well, at the start of the pandemic, one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to give people more encouraging content to help them during the pandemic when people were locked down. So we started this blog called Catalyst Corner. We learned a few different lessons with Catalyst Corner. One, it's hard to write. There were times where we were looking for content, and it was hard for me to write things down. Two, it was hard to drive. We had a few different people that contributed, but it was hard to say, hey, can you do more? Can you do more? Can you do more? And then three, it's hard to be relational in a blog. One of our church values is relationships. And it's really hard to be in relationship through written word. And so we recognized that there were some drawbacks and things with Catalyst Corner. So because of that, we said, let's launch a podcast. Then people can get a better sense of who we are and the relationships that we are all about at Catalyst. So I wanted to tell you guys a little bit of some of the things that to expect with the podcast. So some of the things that we're looking to do with the podcast is we want to give you guys an opportunity to get to know some of our different ministries and different things that we offer better. Things like healing and wholeness. You know, if you've heard us talk a lot about PMT or IPM or these different para-ministries, but I know some people are like, I don't know anyone on that team. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what it's like. So we're going to give an opportunity to hear from some of the leadership, hear from some of the people about their heart for each other, so that you can be encouraged to participate in some of these ministries. You know, we also hear a lot of the great things about our youth group and Magnetic, but we don't know what's really going on. So we wanted to use the podcast as a way for us to be able to hear more from our youth leaders and our youth about what's going on in their ministries. We also wanted to provide more encouraging content. We wanted to provide things that we don't get a lot of time to hear about in a Sunday sermon. Things like testimonies from other people. You know, we just had our Thanksgiving service. And, you know, sometimes when you have open mic, you have a lot of dead time. But this year we had no dead time. It was like one after the other, after the other, after the other. And we recognized we have a lot of stories to share. God is doing a lot of stuff at our church and on our people. And so we wanted to be able to encourage our church to be able to hear some of the stories of what God is doing in other people's lives. So we thought a podcast would be a great way to hear about what God is doing in other people's lives too. We also wanted to be able to expand on some of the sermons. If there was a great sermon, we wanted to be able to talk about it with the pastor, about what's going on, about if there was anything else that they didn't have time to share. Dylan actually made a great suggestion. He said, what if we did a Q&A with the pastors? So people can ask questions that normally we wouldn't have time or a forum to ask. We can do it on the podcast. We can submit questions. So if you have a question that you want to ask Pastor Barry about, you can email me, damon@catalystchristiancommunity.org, and we will make sure to ask Pastor Barry in a future podcast. And so there's a lot of different things that we wanted to do with this podcast, but really one of the main focuses, especially as we move into this new season, is we wanted it to be a tool that you can share with other people. You know, podcasting, I get podcasts texted to me all the time. Hey, listen to this. Hey, listen to this. Hey, listen to this. And so we wanted to provide some content that people would be open to sharing. So one of the things that was close to my heart was, you know, we have a great parenting ministry at our church. And so we wanted to provide a forum for our parenting ministry just to be able to share some of the things that God's been showing them about how to raise up kingdom families. You know, and we felt like that was something that people would, you know, people that are non-Christians would always love to hear, how can I make my family better? How can I raise my kids better? And that can be something that we as a church provide to our family to be able to share with other people. This is what God's been showing us about how to raise our kids. This might actually help you. And so with the podcast, we wanted to make it something that people could share and use as a tool to reach out to other people. And so really, that's what we feel like this new season is about. It's a season where God is calling us as a church to step out and reach out to other people and expand his kingdom. And so these different things that we're announcing today, the t-shirt line, Brave and Beautiful, and the podcast, are different ways that we feel like God is leading us as a church to be able to empower and equip our people to be able to do that. So one thing that I forgot to mention earlier is that the t-shirt sales, the proceeds for the t-shirt sales are going to be going to Pastor Daniel to help them to get a new car, because that's been something that they've been needing in Mozambique. So anyone who buys a t-shirt, the proceeds from that are going to be going towards purchasing a new car to help Pastor Daniel in Mozambique. So I wanted to leave you guys with this. You know, as a church, we're in a new season. God is calling us to take a look at what does flourishing look like for us as a people, as a church family. What does flourishing look like? And the thing that I felt like God has been teaching me about flourishing is it's being fruitful in every season. Being fruitful in every season is what it looks like. So whether it's a hard season or whether it's a really good season, God wants us to be fruitful in those seasons. And this new season that God is calling us into is a season where he's asking us to reach out to others, to expand his kingdom. And so hopefully with the launch of these different products and these different things, there'll be tools for us as a church family to be able to use to move in that direction. So we're excited. Join with us with the podcast. Oh, actually, I did forget this too. So we do have podcast t-shirts too. Everyone did a t-shirt launch today. Brett did one, Zach did one, I'm doing one. If you sign up and either subscribe or follow us on one of these platforms and show it to us after service, we'll put your name in a hat and we're gonna do a raffle for t-shirts. So if you're watching online or listening online, we'll do one name in a hat from someone. If you want to take a screenshot showing that you're following or subscribing, we'll pull a name from the hat from the people that are online also, and those winners will be announced next week. So if you're online, take a screenshot, send it to me, Damon@catalystchristiancommunity.org, and we'll pull a name next week. So let's close our time in prayer. God, we just thank you. We thank you for all the things that you're doing. We thank you for our journey with Catalyst. We thank you for our journey with Ahava. And God, you're calling us into a new season, a season where we're looking to expand your kingdom. So God, we just thank you. We thank you for all the things that you're doing, and we're excited about all the things that you're going to do in the future. God, we're excited for all the people that you're going to bring into your kingdom. We thank you that you've invited us to participate in this. And we just thank you for Catalyst and this Catalyst family that has brought about all of these different things that you're doing through our partnership with Ahava. So God, we just thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.